When I say climate change, what names come to your mind first? Al Gore? Maybe Bill Gates? Okay. Why do those, or whichever name you first thought of, why do they come to your mind? What have those names done or actually accomplished? Other than fame, what do they bring to the climate change discussion? Well, it's certainly great to bring attention to a cause, but what's accomplished when all that's realized are words and promises? The next guest with his new book reveals to you who has the walk versus who has the talk when it comes to confronting climate change. And this is one of those important opportunities to learn about people you don't know about, but I think you need to. Importantly, why you need to know about them. You'll find all this in the book, The Real Environmentalists, How Wayne Elliott and Other Capitalists Will Save the World, written by best-selling author, entrepreneur, host of the radio show School for Startups, Jim Beach. Thanks for being here today, Jim.
Thank you so much for having me.
A couple of websites, and of course we do have them at our homepage as well for Jim's book, realenvironmentalist.com. And for the rest of Jim's world, Jim Beach, BEACH.com.
You used
the term for a foundation here, performative environmentalism. Talk about what that is, what are the elements of it, and what are the problems it's creating in understanding how climate change should be addressed.
Well, I'm impressed that you knew to ask that. That's a great question. The idea is that so many celebrities, government agencies, non-government agencies are out there talking a lot about what they're doing for the environment. They're performing, but they don't actually do anything. They don't get their hands dirty. They're not actually making a difference. And so I've called it performative environmentalism. And Leonardo DiCaprio may be our best example. He gives a speech at the United Nations, wins an award, then gets on his private jet and flies to his private super yacht. He didn't actually do anything. He gave an award, gave a speech and received an award. It took him 30 minutes to do that. He didn't write the speech himself. He had probably never read it before that day. All he did is get up there and read a speech. And for that, he was given an environmental award. He didn't do anything. He didn't go clean any beaches. He didn't go clean up any plastic. He didn't do 20 years of research like some of the heroes in the book did. He just read an award. And now he's considered a great environmentalist, but he's just performing. He's not actually doing anything. And so many other celebrities and groups are doing this exact same thing. They go to the environmental summits and make a big talk, but they're not doing anything. And what I discovered is that there are a group of people who are quietly out there making a huge difference, and those are entrepreneurs, people who are not associated as being great environmentalists. They're not the ones that we think of when we, you know, talk about environmentalists like you started the introduction with. They're unheard, and those, though, are the ones that are making the difference. I discovered 216 American companies, for-profit companies, that are out there tackling environmental problems right now, today. And they're not getting much credit. We don't talk about them. They're not invited to the big summits, but they are already tackling every part of the environmental crisis. I'm not going to deny that we have problems. I'm not going to argue about who created the problem. I don't care. I'm excited about the number of people already out there solving the problem. And I don't know if you saw in the news yesterday, but Bill Gates came out and said that we're not going to die from the environment. And he, you know, caught some pushback from that. A lot of people didn't like him saying that. My message is incredibly optimistic. Bill Gates is right. We are going to survive. Keep having babies, people. The world is not going to end. We will modify our lifestyle a little bit, but we're going to get through it. It's fine. And the climate's getting better all the time.
And plus the fact, if you look at the recent hurricane that went through the Atlantic, Hurricane Melissa, if we think that we can influence Mother Nature, the weather, whatever you want to call it, that's pretty arrogant on our part.
There's no way we can alter a hurricane. That is absolutely ridiculous, the idea that somehow we can change that. And another thing, this was supposed to be yet another high hurricane year, but we only have had one so far that's actually hit landshore. So it's been a very low year. another time when the official scientific projections were just flat out wrong.
Starting with Jim Beach, his new book, The Real Environmentalist, How Wayne Elliott and Other Capitalists Will Save the World. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And it's important to stress that word capitalist like I just did, Jim, because this creates a conundrum, but your book supplies the solution to it. The left primarily is concerned with climate change, and the, by and large, have a repulse by the idea of capitalism. You go to the other side on the right, they don't really believe in climate change. They embrace capitalism. So we have the canyon between those two sides where the answer rests. And I think your book is the roadmap to navigate through that canyon.
We need to let the entrepreneurs go and solve some of these problems. You know, the problems are there. There are less coral than there used to be. That doesn't indicate that the world is going to end, though. And the cool thing is that one of the entrepreneurs in my book, a guy named Gator Halpern, figured out how to grow coral 50 times faster than God does it. He can now go in and put a coral reef in front of a resort over the weekend. And so the idea that we're going to kill all of our coral and that we will die because the marsh areas disappear, it's just silly. It's just not going to happen. People are addressing each part of the environmental problem right now and solving that problem. Our air, our water, and our soil are all being addressed by amazing entrepreneurs.
You have one gentleman who is raising battery recycling rates to 97%. That's certainly resolving a great environmental issue. Another one that you write about, turning microplastics. We're hearing a lot of that with that term in recent months. Microplastics that are found in the Pacific Ocean into, of all things, sneakers. So it sounds like, you know what, and what is an environmental problem? There's money to be made as well as an environment to be preserved.
That's right. You know, so many of the environmentalists, they want grants to go and do something, to have a study or something. The environmentalists in the book, these entrepreneurs, have something else. They have revenue. And so they're an ongoing entity. They don't have to keep raising money from the government, going out there and making statements to attract attention to get money. They have a different thing called customers who gladly pay them money. When a resort wants a reef, they'll gladly pay it. When I buy sneakers, I'll gladly buy the sneakers that also got rid of the microplastics. That's a double win for me, right? And so the idea that we're going to beg for money is changing now, and the environment now is going to be addressed by people who are making profit from customers. And that's what's the difference. That will make the difference. We don't have to beg anymore because we have customers who will gladly give me their money.
And this sounds like a whole another aspect of the not just the American economy but the worldwide economy, which seems to have a lot of growth potential in it. For you being an entrepreneur, you would certainly be one to recognize it as far as getting in on the ground floor is something that has nothing but growth ahead of it.
That's right. A huge opportunity there, maybe even particularly in nuclear, believe it or not. These fourth-generation nuclear power plants that are the size of a small car and built in a factory can power a small little town, and that town could have its own nuclear reactor, and it has almost a zero chance of a meltdown because it's not based on water coolants anymore. They have a new coolant. They use salt, and it's a much better coolant and much safer. They could use these also to power spaceships to go on long journeys. So the opportunities there with these new technologies, the new technologies that all of the 216 companies are developing, it's just amazing stuff, and there's opportunities everywhere. It's probably, if I wanted to start a business now, the environment would be the place to look.
And Jim gives these true accomplisher people who are making accomplishments and making things happen and developing real factual change and solutions in The Real Environmentalist, How Wayne Elliott and Other Capitalists Will Save the World. That is not an understatement, by the way. When you read these stories, and there are a lot of them, plus the reality wake-up calls about the people who are in the imagined forefront of the environmental cause, which they're coming up with more things empty than anything of substance. You'll learn more about that as well. Maybe even be just reminded about that, which is equally as important. RealEnvironmentalist.com for Jim's book. And for the rest of Jim Beach's world, it is jimbeach.com. Jim, thank you for alerting us to the work that these people are doing, because you, along with the information, you provide the motivation to support what they are doing to further progress it and further make a difference. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.